since I don't do it a lot.
How many are on the phone, Beth? Can you get a chance?
To make sure that we have a system that is functioning properly today, if there's anybody on the line, could you please respond that you can hear us? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. It is 5:01, Thursday, October 1st, the year 2020, and this is a continuation of the Curie Beach COVID emergency meeting. May I please have a motion to begin?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We did have a movement from phase 2.5 to phase 3 by the governor, Mr. Cooper, and that involves just a few items. Before we go into that, I'm going to do a quick recap again on where we happen to be. Our last numbers were on 9/21, and of course today is 1st of October. In Curie Beach, we have picked up one case. We went from 21 to 22 in the last 10 days. Just for your awareness, 28428 went from 106 to 111. They picked up five cases. 28412 went from 555 to 620. So they picked up 15 cases. I'm sorry, 555 to 620, that's a lot more than 15. Excuse me, that's
55,
right. So this thing is far from over. We still need to practice what we have been out there doing, because I think as a community, we are doing relatively well. And that's not because of us, that's because of you. That's because of the townsfolk who are being responsible. In New Hanover County, the deaths have risen from 29 to 32, and the cases have risen from 3914 to 4379. In the state of North Carolina, hospitalized, we had an increase in hospitalization since 9/21, from 885 to 939. The number of cases have gone from 194,381 to 212,909. Presumed recovered, 176,422 to 184,422. The deaths in our state were 3247 10 days ago. Today it is 3579. Still a time to proceed with caution with whatever you do personally. We'll talk in a moment about phase three and what it means to us. I don't know if you have anything to add, Mayor Pro Tem?
No, the metrics that are being tracked by the hospital still continue to all be green at this point, which is good.
Okay. All right, so I don't believe that we have anything to report from the department heads. Oh, you do have something? Nikki, please come forward.
Should be quick. I emailed yesterday, I don't know if everyone saw it, that Island of Lights has formally canceled the New Year's Eve celebration. So we were supposed to host this year, so we will not be hosting. And then the chamber reached out today, because back in July when they requested to do the drive-in concerts down at Fort Fisher, we had postponed them till phase three, and with phase three starting, they were seeing if we're still willing to release the funds for that. So I just wanted to get a consensus if you guys are still comfortable with them doing that in phase three.
Well, we had agreed to it when it was phase two.
Yeah.
As going forward, we're now in phase three. I don't see any reason to change our position. Gentlemen?
No.
So the first will be this weekend? Is that their intention? So
they got looking at the second and the fourth, so potentially October and November, doing four concerts, but it's next weekend.
Okay.
First,
okay.
if they can get it together that quick.
Right.
And we do, and I believe you mentioned it, we do have a ruling now on New Year's Eve.
Correct.
Yeah, so, okay, there will not be a celebration this year.
Do we get to do it next year?
Pardon?
Do we get to do it next year?
No.
Kelana Beach.
We get it back in 2 years. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The only real change that I see coming forward for us is the opening of bars outside. I do not know what the plans are for Bud and Joe's, but I would assume that they would take advantage of that. And that, I think, is at 30% of the inside capacity, and it must be outside.
I have not spoken with them, but I believe they would, well, I would hope they would do that. Yes, sir. We'll keep an eye on them.
Okay. So we may not, I don't anticipate any particular issues based on any of these changes.
So, just so I understand that, so it'd be 30% of their inside capacity, but they have to be outside, is that the deal?
That's my understanding.
Is that how you understand it?
Well, I thought it was 30% of their outside capacity.
And if they don't have outdoor capacity established, then it would be 7 people for every 1,000 square foot.
Okay.
Well, they do have outside capacity.
So they could.
I was just wondering, right? So we should at least understand what that really means so we can communicate that to them instead of letting them decide what it means. I don't know that I understand it, honestly.
So they could have 30% of their indoor capacity, but they have to be outside. Or they can do 30% indoors and then have the same number outside?
No, it would.
I don't think there's
only
outside.
So if they've already been like fire coded and they say they can have what 25 people outside is what normal. I don't know. I'm just using an example. Then it would be 30% of that. But if that outside area hasn't been like fire coded as a set number of people, then it would be the equivalent of 7 people per 1,000 square footage of space.
Of the outside space.
Correct.
That's what I want to understand. So I don't even know if that's a thousand square feet, is it? Yeah, John, I don't think it is, right? It's really just so people could go look outside as a smoking area with 2 picnic tables, I think. So
it sounds like there should be more than 7 people at Bud and Joe's any given time.
That's what we need to know that answer so we can tell them when there's 30 people.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Here's what
the governor says.
Yeah.
Bars can operate outdoors at 30% of their outdoor capacity or 100 guests, whichever is less.
But there's a caveat.
That's
if they have
not exactly what it says.
Right.
Most of what it
says. That's what's printed here on the list.
Yeah. Let's let the attorney. Sorry to take us down the rat hole, but
that's a good point.
And communicate
it's a very good point. The way we all understand it differently, so everybody's confused.
This is right from the executive order. Outdoor seating areas may be open at bars. Guests in outdoor areas must be limited to 30% of the stated outdoor occupancy before reductions under any executive order. Or for spaces without a stated outdoor occupancy, no more than 7 guests for every 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
So I think you're right about the caveat, and I think you're right about the total. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. That's much clearer than my understanding.
So John, do you want to let them know that the town's interpretation of this as the code enforcement officer, or is this? One of the two department heads informed the manager?
7 people is what we're...
That's what it sounds like.
It's not, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we're... 7 bars and...
It says per 1,000 square feet, so I think it's 7, right?
Based on what I just heard, yes, that's what it sounds to me.
Yeah.
Just not 1,000 square feet.
Because you appropriated it to whatever percentage of 1,000.
That's not what it said. It doesn't say per, it says per 1,000 square feet.
7 per 1,000, but if it's not 1,000, wouldn't it be less?
Yeah, I think it'd be 7.
Okay. 7 people per 1,000, the executive order is completely silent for situations involving less than 1,000 square feet. the pro-rata approach seems like a reasonable approach to, from a legal standpoint.
Okay.
So then we know how, can we measure it and then let, y'all can flip a coin or however y'all think, but we just need to let Bud and Joe's know.
Well, I don't mind doing that, I just want to know the exact numbers.
That's right.
Before
mm-hmm.
we okay. tell them. Did we let Jack Ackles know what they could have? I mean, I don't know where.
Theirs was a restaurant and it said, yeah, because we went into the, well, I thought we did. So you went in and, or someone went in and changed, here's what your occupancy says and the number is a percent of that based off what the governor said, right?
I didn't. I never got accountable direction for
each
that.
Each restaurant did on their own?
They did on their own. I mean, it was simple math because it's written up on their wall. This one is not.
Bud and Joe's, I think, has 42 maximum capacity, if I remember correctly.
So 30% of that would be like
12.
Yeah.
Is that inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how I remember that.
You've seen it a few times, written
once or twice. Is that something we'll spot check too for how many people are in there?
Well, I don't know that we. Council hasn't done that, but we will get a complaint about a lot of people out packed up in there if we don't give them some guidance. And yes. When we get a complaint on Friday night at 9 p.m., the police officer should know what the number is and be able to say, look, we've got a complaint and this is what the number is. I would assume if we got complaints about any of the other businesses, it seems like our businesses have been taking it pretty seriously as far as I can tell, but if you got a complaint, I assume your officers went and did something about it. I don't know, Chief, you might could tell us what's happened.
To my knowledge, we have not had a complaint.
Had any complaints, right? And I think that's because the businesses have taken it fairly mm-hmm. seriously. I mean, I didn't do the exact math, but they've all eliminated spaces in there as far as I could tell. I don't want every one of them, but I just think we've, Bud and Joe's has the potential, especially since it's such a low number, of becoming a problem and people will call about that one.
Yeah.
And so we should have guidance before that happens to them and to our officers. So we should figure out what the number is and we should all know it. The police should know it and Bud and Joe should know it, I think.
Yeah.
That's only fair to everyone.
And alcohol sales end, I believe, at 11.
Yeah. That's yep. one thing we did know.
Right. So. All right, so somebody will have to confirm that tomorrow and get down there. So if
I'm getting ready to go do it here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
And just prorate it and then just let the chief know and then you can let them know.
All right.
I mean, they may open today.
I mean, it's going to be like two people.
Tomorrow. We get up at 5 tomorrow.
Part 5.
And
the only thing I'm not sure about the prorate.
No.
I'm not either.
I mean, I would seven for 1,000 because that sounds really.
Yeah, I don't think
I would anticipate some creativity.
Well, that's why I think we've got to be clear
yeah.
about it.
The liberal interpretation
so,
of it.
So the attorney gave us prorate is legal, but taking it as about seven for 1,000 and then rounding is just as reasonable, right? If we say you can have seven people there because it's less than 1,000 feet, that I think is covered under the.
Well.
The amount, it's interpreted as well.
I'm just suspecting that the amount of square feet that they used to have may be much smaller than the amount of square feet that they could actually use if they decide to move those ropes. So this is difficult. Let's explain to them what the number is, what the rules are, what the rationale is. And if Mike lets them expand, that's between the landlord and the...
Well, that's the other thing. Do we want... That's a good point, right? So if they take up the whole parking lot and becomes a bar until 10 p.m., is that really?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, we limited their space, correct?
Yeah, that deck had a size limit on it.
And I think these
deck,
ALE will have issues with that also.
They have to have a written drawing per
yeah.
outdoor area, and it has to be approved by ALE before they can get.
Oh, okay.
Has to be approved by Mike and myself also.
Okay. So they can't just change it.
Well, then that closes that.
Well, you need to make sure they know that also. That they just can't. You can't.
They have several other bars in North Carolina.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to take it as seriously as the other restaurants in town. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts, Mike, about 7 for that area, whatever it is, versus the prorated based off square footage?
There's one other consideration that may guide you in all this. In addition to the executive order, the governor's office has issued some FAQs for this situation. And there's a whole bunch of them on bars and outdoors, but they still don't cover the silence of what if you've got something less than 1,000. They don't cover that. But they do say this, and I think this is if you're going to have tables, those tables have to be 6 feet apart. So that may actually determine what actually happens in that area. And I guess chairs, you need to social distance is the bottom line on the outdoor areas.
So council still needs to provide guidance, I think, because it's not clear right now, right? And so from my perspective, so they have to meet the requirements of the facts if they have tables, it sounds like. I don't know how many tables out there. I think there's only two picnic tables, if I looked. I haven't looked in a while. So those got to be 6 feet apart, and then they can have, in my opinion, I would say a max of 7, because it doesn't say in the facts or in the thing for less. So 7 per 1,000, this is less than 1,000 feet, 7 people might, customers.
I would agree with that.
Okay. I think yes.
So I make a motion, that's the guidance from council, that it's no more than 7 customers, and that the tables have to be 6 foot apart, and they have to follow any other facts from the governor's guidelines.
Second.
Okay, any other discussion on that point? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Councilor John, Mike, and John. Okay. Any other aspects of that order that we need to discuss today?
It's in effect until the 23rd, unless repealed, rescinded, or changed.
Right. Till the 23rd. So then, what would be the will of extending this meeting?
We have a council meeting on the 21st, right?
Yeah.
So, or the 20th? No, the 19th.
That's
yeah, the sorry. Right. I was like, that's the wrong
You got a public hearing that night as well.
Yeah.
But you probably won't speak until the 21st.
Yeah, we probably won't know until that
well,
Tuesday
we'll
or Wednesday.
About the council meeting.
What's, yeah, actually we can talk about it then, but I think we'd have to set the date now, don't we?
Correct.
Yes, we do. So.
Date and time.
You said this is till the 23rd, John?
Yes. Until Friday.
Be another Thursday if it works.
There's no need to meet if he hadn't. We need to meet after the governor has his.
Yeah, and everything the governor this time got leaked on Tuesday. Which would be the day if it typically comes out Tuesday or Wednesday before his announcement. So
I would do it the day before it goes into effect, like we have done it today.
The 22nd then.
22nd. Does that work for everybody?
Cousin, make a motion we continue this meeting to 5 p.m. on October 22nd.
Second.
Do we want to ask for any public before we
continue? Yeah, well, that's a good point. How many people are on?
17.
Okay, we can open for any COVID-related questions. Things are getting pretty straightforward once we figure out what we're doing. Anyway.
I make a motion to continue the meeting to Thursday, October 22nd, 5 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting extended.